بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. ریگارڈنگ اسلامک ورشپ ریچوئلز، دی مسکنسیپشن آئی لائک ٹو برنگ ان ڈسکشن ٹوڈے ریلیٹس ٹو فولڈنگ اپ لیگ ویئر ابو دی اینکلز ڈیورنگ دی پریئر. اٹ از جنرلی اناؤنسڈ ان دی کانگریگیشنل پریئر ان دی ماسک بائی آر امامز دیٹ پیپل شوڈ انکور دیئر اینکلز، اینڈ اف وٹ ایور دے آر ویئرنگ، دے کڈ بی ویئرنگ پجامز اور شلوارز اور ایون ٹراؤزرز، دین دے مسٹ انکور دیئر اینکلز. اینڈ دا وے دے اناؤنس دس، اٹ بیکمز اٹ گیوز دا میسج ٹو دا کامن مین، ٹو دا فالوورز، ٹو پیپل ہو پرے، that it is essential, it is a condition for our prayer that we must uncover our ankles at all times while standing for the prayer. Now it needs to be understood that this particular directive of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has a very specific connotation and a very specific context, and that is that during those times, during his own times, the Arabs would let their legwear dangle behind them, and it would give the impression of arrogance and haughtiness. And of course, this is something which is totally prohibited by our religion and by the Quran. So the Prophet obviously tried to prohibit everything which is a manifestation of this arrogance and this haughtiness. And when you make your legwear dangle behind before you, and it comes, and it is it actually drags behind while you're walking, it drags behind before you, or it drags behind you, it obviously gives the impression that you are a person who is absolutely arrogant and very haughty. So the Prophet actually prohibited this manifestation of arrogance, whether it was in the prayer or whether it was without the prayer. It was a directive which was to be obeyed at all costs. So it has nothing to do with the prayer. Now, it needs to be understood that this particular directive, of course, related to that special dress which the Arabs wore at that time, in which the cloth worn on the legs would be made to drag behind a person, and it, of course, give the impression of arrogance. So this is what the Prophet prohibited. And this has been erroneously been construed that he actually wanted our ankles to remain uncovered at all times. Of course, this is not the case. Uncovering the ankles, whether during the prayer or we are not praying, is not the issue. Of course, we can wear pajamas and shalwaras and trousers, in which the lower part of whatever is worn is dangling below the ankles. This is not an issue at all. And the issue which is at hand, and which actually was the cause of prohibition, was arrogance. And that particular arrogance related to a particular form of clothing, a particular form of dress or apparel which the Arabs used to wear at that time. Then even if today we start to wear the dress again, and as we do it at some places, then again that should be the case, that it should not be made to drag behind us, because that would of course give the impression of arrogance and haughtiness. So what is forbidden is arrogance and haughtiness, and all manifestations of arrogance and haughtiness. As far as wearing trousers and pajamas and shalwars are concerned, in which part of them is dangling beneath the ankles, that is not an issue here. That is absolutely not the issue at hand. It does not relate to what the Prophet has said here. So it needs to be clearly understood that if a person is trying to pray, or he's during the prayer, whether he's praying or not praying, in both cases, if he's wearing a shalwar or a pajama or a trouser which dangles beneath his ankles, then this is something which is not even addressed, is not even a topic here in this particular prohibition of the Prophet, which, as I said, specifically relates to a particular form of dress in which the dress was made to drag behind the person. It would drag behind that person when he walked, and it would give the impression of a very arrogant person, an arrogant appearance, and this is what the Prophet prohibited. So today, if we pray, if we offer the prayer with the trousers and pajamas which dangle beneath our ankles, then absolutely this is nothing to be afraid of. There's nothing prohibited in this particular issue. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.